You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
It is God who always is pursuing us. Not we trying to pursue God, can't find him. And if you are frantically trying to get God to do this or that for you, my advice for you is chill out and realize that God is saying to every one of us, be still and know that I am God.
Learn more on Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef
at 9:30 a.m. and p.m. daily on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Hey folks, this is Pastor Jason Bumgardner from The Revealing Truth. First of all, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for your support and making The Revealing Truth one of the most listened to Christian broadcast shows in South Florida. It's been an honor to bring you the Word of God over these past 7 years, and to see that word impact our region. Secondly, I want to thank you for your financial support of this broadcast. It has gone a long way in keeping us on the air. Many of you have been faithful to support our efforts, and we couldn't do it without you. So we thank God for you, and we thank God for your support. Thirdly, as you know, we're in the middle of our summer months, and I'm coming to you to ask you for help to help meet our on-the-air budget. WCNO has been a wonderful partner. However, the cost of having this show on the air has far outpaced the donations that have come in. We need your help to stay on the air. So that's why I'm coming to you today. I want to ask you, will you consider partnering with us to help us meet our financial obligations through the summer? Please take a moment today and consider what you can do for The Revealing Truth. Your support is vital for this program to stay on the air. You can make your best gift now by going to mytruthchurch.com and clicking on the donate button. That address again is mytruthchurch.com. And just click on that donate button. You can call our corporate office at 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. And we can take your donation over the phone. I'm asking you today, will you partner with us? Will you help us keep this show on the air? Will you keep being a regional partner to bring the truth to South Florida? Thank you again from the bottom of my heart. And we look forward to what God's going to do in your life today. Now let's get ready for the Word.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Things are changing quickly in the culture that we live in. And a lot of times we just walking through life living in the bubble of the culture that we're in, sleepwalking, on autopilot. Amen? There's a lot of people in here tonight, and I believe God's just trying to wake you up to your potential. He's trying to wake us up to what's next in our life, what's in front of us, and give us a big picture mentality of the world that we live in. Amen? And listen, where you come from is not an indicator of where you're going. Where you've come from, you had some training to get ready for where you're going, but it's not an indicator of where you're going. It's not an indicator of where you're headed. In your life, God has made a deposit in your life that's wrapped into your destiny, and He's trying to wake us up to that potential that's on the inside of us. He's trying to wake us up to possibilities. Somebody say possibilities. See, a lot of times we walk through life and we're asleep to the possibilities because we get in a vein of life where everything just seems to be okay or seems to be good, so we don't engage what might challenge us or we don't engage what might appear to be risky when really it's an open door of opportunity that God wants us to step through for or step into by faith so that He can shape us into the next thing of our life. But we're living life on autopilot thinking this is great. Some of us are living our life on autopilot thinking this ain't so great. We're in survival mode. Amen? Come on, do you believe that tonight? Hey, He's a mighty God. I believe what I can't, He will. What I cannot do, He can do. Amen? And I think He's awakening us, awakening this generation and this house and this church that to what we do not see, that's far beyond the natural things that we see. Amen? I mean, the reality of what's out there is not what you see with your physical eyes. The real reality is what you cannot see. It's in the unseen realm. Amen? What? Come on, somebody. What you really see ain't all there is. Somebody shout, there's more. There's other things that are going on right now at this moment that you're not aware of. There's an invisible world that's more real than the natural world that we live in. It's called a supernatural world. It's more real than the seen world that we live in. In fact, the Bible says what you see will pass away. What you don't see is going to last forever. Come on now. So tonight it's not what are you looking at that matters. It's what are you seeing that matters. What are you seeing? What are you perceiving? Not what you're looking at. What are you seeing? Amen? Because some people look at closed doors and they see no opportunities. Other people look at closed doors and see God working on their behalf. Oftentimes in the body of Christ, we put all of our hope and trust in thinking that we heard from God on something, and we engage that thing by faith, and when it doesn't manifest the way we want it to, all of a sudden the door gets closed on it, and next thing you know, our world is wrecked because we think we missed an opportunity, or we didn't have enough faith, or we didn't get through, and God's saying, no, I had you walk through that, but I was going to shut the door anyway, but I shut the door because I am working on your behalf. See, that's where it really comes down to, do we really trust God when it don't look like things are going our way? Come on, amen? See, I believe that God wants to wake us up, not just corporately as a church to our purpose, but individually to our purpose, individually to our destiny. I mean, the word destiny comes from the root word destination. It's about going somewhere. You have a destination for your life. You have a purpose for your life, amen? In other words, there's some place I'm supposed to be headed. And we can mess that up easy. We get delusions of grandeur. Not me, Pastor. No, all of us do. Sometimes we dream bigger than we got sense for, and that's not a bad thing. But when you begin to engage it when God didn't tell you to do it, it can become a bad thing. Come on, amen? Everybody say destiny. So how many know if you don't know where you're going, then you won't know what road to get on to get there? That's why you got to know your destiny. You got to understand what you were created for. If you don't have no idea where you're going, or you don't know what exit to get off, you can get off at 40 different exits and 40 different distractions and be distracted all your whole life, running down rabbit trails your whole life, thinking you're trying to get something done and never achieve anything. And end up in the cemetery full of potential that was never realized, dreams that were never come to fruition in your life, and miss tons of opportunities that God had for you and waste a lot of time. And let me know, out of the three things that you have in life, time, treasure, and talent, one of them is fleeting. Your time. Come on, you can lose all your money and get some more money. You can learn another skill and get some new ability, but you ain't going to get that second that just ticked off the clock. It ain't coming back. That resource is ticking away. Come on, help me somebody. Amen. I don't know about you, but I don't want to waste any more time. Time is precious to me. I'm preparing myself to head to the bullseye of what God has for my life. I want to hit the bullseye of what I was created for. How many know everybody in this room's got a bullseye for their life? There's a target that God put for you to hit in your life, and he wants you to fulfill the purpose of your life. Psalms 139, verse 14 through 17 says this: I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they were all written, the days fashioned for me when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. Watch this. He says you were fearfully and wonderfully made. Everybody say made. Made, made, made. Not made like somebody clean your house. Made like crafted, huh? How many of you recognize that no matter how you got here, you could have been created in the back of a Delta 98 or at the top floor penthouse of a Hilton hotel or in the back lot of a concert. Come on, somebody help me. Amen. No matter how your mom and daddy procreated to get you here, I want you to know tonight that you're here by divine design. That God intended for you to be here. Amen. You might think you got here because Bubba and Boo Boo decided to have a physical relationship and that's how you got here. But no, 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 no. You better listen to me tonight. There's a lot of people out there having sex and ain't no babies being born. You're here by divine assignment from God. Amen. Come on, somebody help me. Amen. He said you were fearfully and wonderfully made. That means there was a maker. Somebody made you. And if I'm something that was made, then there was somebody who made me. There was a creator who designed me. There was a creator who put purpose in me. There was a creator who gave me a destiny. Come on, somebody. You were made fearfully and wonderfully. That's a good place. That's a good place to be in your revelation. That's a good place to be in your understanding. And this is what he said. And he said, when I saw what was being made, it was the marvelous works of God. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, you look marvelous, baby. Marvelous. You look marvelous. Isn't that awesome? He said, in fact, the work that was going on in my life was in the unseen realm, in the invisible realm. It was invisible. It was hidden. It was made in secret. Isn't that cool? You are a top secret project of God. Some of the devil's over there trying to look over his shoulder going, I wonder what he's doing right there, how he's making him. And then God said, get out, it's top secret. Come on, help me, amen. And this is what he said. He says, and in your book, everything I was supposed to do was already written. The days were fashioned for me when as yet there were none in them. Your life was written out before you ever got here. See, that just makes God real big, don't it? I mean, that just kind of just... My days were fashioned for me before I ever got here. The seasons of my life, the place I would live. Before there was ever a Fort Pierce, God designed me and designated me to live in a place called Fort Pierce before there was a place called Fort Pierce. Come on, just let that play around in your head. Let that just dance around for a little bit. It's amazing to me. Isn't that amazing to you? Yes, sir. And not only that, you were assigned to this generation. There's an assignment on your life. If you were made, you had a maker. If you were fashioned, that means you had a reason to be designed. That means that you have a designation over your life. That means that you are unique. There ain't nobody else like you, huh? I mean, there's something about celebrating the uniqueness of people. We're all different, amen? There's nobody in this room alike anybody else. We're all the humankind, but we're all individually unique. We make up the human race. That's why evolution can't be true. Come on, you're a unique human being. We all human beings. Well, I think we're all human beings. If you come from another planet, you need to just let me know before we get out of here tonight. But you are unique. Huh? God made us unique. Nobody shares your fingerprint. Nobody shares your voice imprint. Nobody shares your retina scan. Nobody has your attitude or your personality. You are who you are. And some of us know who you are very well. You're unique. Come on, huh? You believe that tonight? And if you recognize tonight that God made you unique, and if you can learn to love and celebrate the fact that God made you unique, you'll never spend your life trying to be somebody that you're not. You'll be who God made you to be. Matter of fact, most of the problem we have in this world today is everybody's trying to be something they're not, so they can feel better than what they are because they're not happy with who they are. Come on, amen? So that means I got to come to a point where I know there are some things in life that I have to learn to celebrate. And watch this. I have to learn how to celebrate about myself because God is sovereign. And I know that makes Pentecostal people to just, you know, Kingdom Now people have a hard time with God's sovereignty. But it's okay. You can be Kingdom Now and be Word of Faith and still believe that God's sovereign. That's a revelation for some of us. Come on, amen. When you see that word in a full gospel church, people just like, but God told me I'm a person of faith. I shape my own world by faith. No, God is sovereign. He's sovereign in the things that you had no ability to choose in, because there's a lot of things about you you didn't have no way to choose. Come on, help me, amen. I mean, you didn't get to choose who your parents are. God did that. You had no say in it. That might help some of us right there. Come on, amen. You might not have thought you had the best parents in the world, but it don't matter. God chose those two people to make who you are. Come on, somebody. They were the vehicle to get you here. So even 100 years from now, if they make a baby out of 10 different people, it's still the vehicle that God used to get them here. Come on, somebody, because God is sovereign. He's sovereign. I don't care if it's Apple or Alphabet or Google building people. God's still sovereign.
Hey folks, this is Pastor Jason again. I hope the word that you're hearing is ministering to you today. My heart is that the transforming power of this word is changing you from the inside out. And I just want to say thank you for being a faithful listener. I want to take this break right now and ask you to take a minute to do your part to help keep this word being preached on the air. I'm inviting you to partner with me to change lives all over South Florida. If you would say, yes, Pastor Jason, I want to help you, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to mytruthchurch.com and click on the donate button and give your best gift now. Will you do that for me? Mytruthchurch.com, click on the donate button and give your best gift now. Help me keep this message of the truth being broadcast all across South Florida. I need your help now, and you can help by just going to mytruthchurch.com and clicking on the donate button. Now let's get back to the word again.
So anyway, that's why honoring your mother and father is very important. You might not know them. They might have abandoned you. They might have left you. But the truth is they are the vehicle that got you here. And one of the big 10, the 10 commandments, that one of them says, honor your mother and father. It's the only commandment that comes with a promise. If you honor your mother and father, then your days will be long on the earth. Amen? I mean, God didn't say, if you don't commit adultery, then you'll have a great marriage. There's no guarantee that. Huh? Some people ain't got a great marriage and they've been faithful. Come on, amen. He never told you if you don't steal, you'll be rich. He just said, thou shalt not steal. Okay? There's a lot of people that ain't stole that ain't got a lot. Is this okay? Huh? But he said, if you will honor your father and you will honor your mother, your life will be long upon the earth and you will live with that promise. Praise the Lord. Amen. So why do we honor our mother and father? You say, well, they were terrible parents.
They were horrible parents to me. No, he didn't say honor just the good ones. He said honor the bad ones too, because he used them to create you. Come on, amen. That's why you can't ever be mad at your daddy for what he did, or mad at your mama for what they did. They abandoned you, they abused you, they molested you, they beat you, they stole from you, whatever. God still used them to get you here. You couldn't be here without them, so you got to honor them. I feel the freedom of the Lord in this house tonight. Come on, amen. How many of you recognize you didn't get to choose where you were born? Somebody else chose where you were born. You might not like the fact that you were born in the North or born in the South. And people grow up and say, I'm from Dixie. I'm a rebel. I'm from New York. I'm a Yankee. As if you had anything to do with it. You got all this Northern pride. We Yankee. We from New York, New York, New York. Well, you didn't have nothing to do with it. You hadn't have anything to do with it. Come on, somebody help me. Amen. You didn't get to choose whether or not you get to live in Florida. God did that for you. Where you were born from. Amen. God chose that. Come on, somebody. I mean, you didn't get to choose what ethnic group you were born into or what race you come from. You didn't get to choose the color of your skin. Come on, huh? You believe that? You can be pasty white and pale, or red-headed, or blonde-headed, or brown-headed, or you can be really dark and tan. It doesn't matter. You didn't get to choose any of that. Now, I know you can go dye your hair later when you get older, but you didn't get to choose your natural hair. Come on. You didn't get to choose whether you were born into a poor family or a rich family. You didn't get to choose what gender you are, although some people are making that choice after they grow up. Bruce, Caitlin, I don't know, whatever. I didn't get to choose what talents he gave me. So this is the truth. Most of us spend our life concerned about things that we don't have rather than learning how to develop and discern the things that he gave us. And we divide over this stuff. We're just like, Dr. Seuss was a genius. We divide over race. We divide over color. We divide over ethnicity. We divide over social status. We divide over where we were born. Let me tell you something. If you're in the body of Christ, there's no division. I don't care if you're 7 foot tall or 3 foot tall. I don't care what shade you come in. Come on. This truth church. Y'all okay? So what is it that God put in my life? We were talking a little bit about this on Sunday. What is it that God put in my life for me to be able to fulfill the assignment that's on my life? For me to be able to fulfill my destiny that's in the earth? I don't know why people struggle over the things they struggle. I don't know why I struggled over the things I struggled over. I put so much emphasis on the things that I lacked in my life, it really hampered me and kept me from fulfilling the destiny in my life until I finally got a revelation that God made me unique and that God's not mad at me. One of the biggest things that ever happened to me is when I got a revelation that God is not disappointed with me and he's not mad at me. If you can let that wrap around your head a few times, you'll really begin to step into your destiny. Most of us live our life afraid of God and act like we're some kind of a disappointment to him for the choices we've made. But God's not disappointed in you. You know that tonight, right? He loves you. Amen? But what do we have? We got fat people wanting to be skinny and skinny people wanting to be fat and little men trying to eat a bunch of protein so they become big men and big men going on diets to become little men. Come on, amen? We got short people trying to be tall. We got tall people trying to be short. We got bald people joining hair club for men. Come on, amen? People got hair, shaving their head all the time. Come on. But people always trying to get something that they ain't got. They're trying to be something that they're not. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been an honor and a pure joy to have been with you for the last 7 years on the air. As I stated earlier, I need your help to keep The Revealing Truth broadcasting on the air for the rest of the summer. If I have been a blessing to you in any way, if this word has ministered to you, if you've been healed by hearing this word, if it's changed your perspective and helped you in your life, I'm asking you to help me now. Will you help me? Will you partner with me? If you're calling, you can call 772-461-8555, extension 0. That number again is 772-461-8555, extension 0. We will take your donation over the phone. Otherwise, go to mytruthchurch.com and click on the donate button. From all of us here at Ignite Your World and The Revealing Truth, we want to thank you for helping keep us on the air. And thank you for partnering with us with your financial support this week. God bless you and have a great day in the Lord.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.